Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday, August 20th. I'm Matthew Passy. In the tech headlines, Amazon looks to set up operations in Shanghai, Barnes & Noble teams up with Samsung on ebook readers, and Twitter looks to remove graphic images. Those stories and more, but first, Snapchat, the mobile app famous for disappearing messages, wants to start adding TV and movie clips, news articles, and advertisements. A service called Snapchat Discovery is set to debut in November with content and ads. Wall Street Journal reports several newspapers, magazines, and TV networks have discussed providing content. Several brands such as Taco Bell and Grubhub already offer promotions and hold contests on the service, but Snapchat Discovery will be the first paid promotions. Amazon plans to set up operations in Shanghai's new free trade zone. The move will allow it to sell more imported merchandise in China and expand exports of goods from China. Amazon hopes the move will make it more competitive against rivals like Alibaba, the dominant e-commerce player in the country. Alibaba accounted for 80% of China's estimated $300 billion in online shopping last year. Barnes & Noble is taking another stab at the e-reader business, this time with Samsung as a partner. Technology reporter Fred Fishkin has details.
Barnes & Noble has struggled with its Nook e-reader business for the last 5 years. Now its custom Nook software is being loaded on a Galaxy Tab 4 tablet in a partnership with Samsung. So how will this time be different? Barnes & Noble Emerging Content General Manager Jonathan Shar.
This product really introduces what our customers have been asking for. So our millions of customers that we have coming through the doors every day of our stores and on BN.com have asked for full feature tablet functionality and award-winning reading. People love to read. They love to consume entertainment content. And this is really the best of both worlds. And for the first time, optimized on one high-powered, really powerful device.
Barnes & Noble is bundling $200 worth of free reading and entertainment content. The goal? Give Amazon's Kindle Fire more competition. What's in it for Samsung? Mobile computing VP Elena Cotton says,
as we've continued to grow our tablet business, what we've realized is the need for specialized use cases for the tablet industry.
The Samsung Galaxy Tab 4 Nook is priced at $179 after a $20 instant rebate. In New York, I'm Fred Fishkin for The Wall Street Journal.
On Tuesday, Twitter said it would remove images of deceased individuals at the request of family members. This comes a week after Robin Williams' daughter said she was quitting the social network after being sent disturbing photoshopped images of her father's death. Twitter CEO Dick Costolo took it a step further this morning, tweeting that they will also suspend accounts that post pictures related to the execution of journalist James Foley. As we continue, Apple shares reach a new high.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including Craigslist, LinkedIn, and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ.
Tech stocks fell while the broader markets advanced, the NASDAQ dropping 1 point in trading today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 59. Apple shares reached an all-time intraday split-adjusted high of $100.77 a share. They ended the day up just 4 cents a share to $100.57 a share. Otherwise, there was a lot of red ink for the tech sector. Hewlett-Packard shares ended the day down 1% ahead of their quarterly earnings. We'll have a full breakdown in Thursday morning's tech briefing. Microsoft dropping 0.8%, Google down 0.25%, Pandora off 1.7%, and Facebook shares down 0.3%. That's it for this time. Remember to check the latest tech news at WSJD.com. I'm Matthew Passy for The Wall Street Journal.